to 3HL.
Powered by Ryan Kelly and thehomeloanexpert.com.
With Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay.
The air. We are live at Scoreboard Bar and Grill, Music Valley Drive, over by Opryland Hotel. I love coming to this place, one of Nashville's OG establishments. And Slay and I had lunch here. I had the hot ticket. Well, I had the medium ticket, but the medium ticket is hot to me here, Slay Dog.
Yeah. No needing me going down the hot lane.
Nope, you can't handle it.
No, I cannot. But yeah, they do have a flavor called Sissy, and I almost went down that lane, but I went a different direction.
Is it really?
It's called Sissy, yeah.
Sissy lane. You went down the Sissy lane almost?
No, I stayed away from all lanes, and I went to the pizza lane.
You did go.
Pizza lane was fun. The wing lane was fun. The onion ring lane was fun.
What kind of wings did you have, though? I didn't even. They were gone, man. Yeah, like, I saw them, and then they were gone.
They let you know they was good, you know. So I had two orders of that, you know, the smoked wings, you know, the jumbo wing. And this is the thing. This one, you know, you got good wings because, you know, I'm a wing connoisseur.
Yeah.
You know, you got good wings when the wings are cooked all the way through and the flavor it hits the bone. And you get the jumbo wings and it ain't a lot of fat on them. That mean they know what they're doing. They must have been spying on me in my backyard. I know what they've been doing. They've been spying on me on my grill on my backyard. But salute the Scoreboard. That's what we were talking about.
You got sunglasses on. Are we doing a sunglass show today?
Hey, man, listen,
inside at Scoreboard. Hey, we're not outside.
This is very true. But Superbook, man, provided these beautiful glasses, man. And, you know, since I'm riding with Superbook and I already made my bets for the weekend, I thought I'd put the glasses on, you know?
Already?
I'm betting on the fight and everything. What's his name?
That's a little early.
Uzmova? How you say his name? The Nigerian. Usman. Oh, boy. He a beast. Do you hear me? I made four bets on him.
On the Nigerian beast?
He is a monster. Do you hear me? I'm telling you, you see that man fight? That man, he been through something.
Joe Hunk back at the studio. Don Davenport is back with us.
Babsy!
I miss y'all.
I missed you, Babsy.
You did not miss us.
Babsy, say it again so you believe
I miss you, fools.
Happy anniversary, Don Davenport.
Thank you.
Her husband, Travis, three years.
Thank you. It was also my anniversary last week here at The Zone, by the way.
Yeah, you've been here longer with me than you've been with your husband.
That is true. How about that?
The radio
sounds
husband.
Weird.
How about that? Don Davenport is back. You'll be glad to know that we did not go off the rails the last 2 days. I was kind of disappointed in us.
I was too, especially yesterday.
I don't believe you.
I was driving home yesterday. I was like, dang, me and Slay like kind of kept it together.
They actually did very good. Yeah, Don, they actually did really good. They kind of had to.
They didn't have a choice. We had joint practice.
Yeah,
there was
a lot going on.
You guys had to actually focus. I'm very proud of you.
We did have Todd Furman in studio who... He always makes the joke that, like, you're off, like, more, like, he's on the show more than you are.
What? I swear, anytime he's in town, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I'm usually gone on his days that he's on.
Yeah.
It's weird. I promise I'm not gone that much.
So he was at the Hutton Hotel, like, doing some CBS photo shoot or something. I don't know.
Oh, well, ain't he fancy?
Yeah. It was him and... I asked him if him and Alan Bell did one of those Owen Mills photo shoots with, like, the sweaters and and stuff. And he was like, no, I just did my own photos. Like, he said Alan Bell did photos with, like, other people. But I'm like, okay, Todd, superstar.
Nobody wants pictures with Todd.
So we tried to get a ride for him from the Hutton Hotel over to the radio station. We thought Jake and Brentwood would be a good choice, but...
I don't know about that.
Nobody stood up, so we had to, like, Uber him from the Hutton Hotel to the radio station and then over to the Virgin Hotel, which you could see from our lanai, but it still cost me, like, $30.
You're kidding.
No. I told him he should, like, grab one of the Woo girls going by on one of the scooters.
The little scooters and ride back with them.
And ride with her.
Mm-hmm. That made sense. Not sure his fiance would approve of that, but
Woo.
There she is.
Yes, I miss y'all, and now I am definitely ready for college football to kick off. I was at the ESPN college football seminar where everybody gets together. We talked a whole lot about everything going on and got to hear from, you know, the experts on each conference and rule changes, and we kind of went through absolutely everything. So,
speaking of rule changes, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Is Ole Miss going to be able to fake all the injuries like they did last year?
Funny that you say that, because that is an emphasis this year.
How is it? Finally. Yes,
how, yes. How are you going to emphasize that, though?
Well,
the second you're like, hey, man, that's a fake injury. The guy's got a torn ACL and you feel like crap.
Man, give me a headset. I'll show him how. Just radio up to me, sitting in the stands, and I'll make sure everything is taken care of.
My oldest son, Connor, and I were sitting behind the Ole Miss bench during the Ole Miss Tennessee game. And literally the Ole Miss players, there were like 26 times where they came off the field.
Yeah.
They would come in, they would go in the tent, they would be smiling and laughing while they went in there, and then they would come, they would like literally take one step in the tent and come out.
I mean, they showed video of some of it.
Oh, did they?
Yes. I mean,
from that particular game?
Not from that game, but yeah, I know. I was waiting for that game. But so the NCAA football points of emphasis this year as far as rules and safety of the game and all that is, of course, still targeting, you know, player safety is clearly always an emphasis. Unsportsmanlike conduct and taunting opponents, which, you know, I love. I'm okay with that being in the game. But anyway, that's a focus. So watch. You might see some more penalties when it comes to taunting.
Davenport's all for taunting.
Like, I'm all for it.
Taunt players all you want to.
Yeah. I mean, if you bowl over somebody, you should be allowed to get in their face and taunt them.
That's Babson.
I'm with you. If you don't like it, don't let it happen. Listen. That's the whole, they're running up the score. They put up 70. If you don't like it, stop them.
You're right, Babson.
Yeah,
Like, Tennessee fan used to get upset about Spurrier running up the score and everything. And I'm like, look, man, stop him. If you don't like it, stop him.
No.
Who cares?
I remember I worked an Art Briles Baylor game back in 2013. They played Kansas. And Briles put up 70.
Yeah.
The final score was like 70 to, I don't know, 10 or something. And I remember, like, somebody on Twitter, I did a post-game interview with Briles. And, you know, they were like, I can't believe that you're encouraging this, you know, terrible unsportsmanlike performance of putting up 70. I'm like, stop him. If you don't like it. I think it was quite impressive and very entertaining for a game that was not close.
Sixth grade CPA was playing sixth grade Catholic last night. And my man Drew Doherty got in the backfield and leveled a running back two different times in the fourth quarter. And both times he got up flexing and yelling, let's go, where everybody could hear him. And I'm like, you're damn right. Do it. It's hard. hard to make that play.
It is.
Do it.
Amen. You might have to temper him a little bit. It kind of goes to Big Jeff during these like practices, right? You might have to temper him a little bit.
Animalistic.
Okay, so this was Slay. By the way, Rod Slay is here.
I'm in the building.
So Rod Slay was at practice yesterday. This was his practice report. Ryan Tannehill had pretty balls.
Two of them. I did hear that. I heard that Slay said that.
There were two humans. Well, they look like humans, sort of, at practice. To which I knew immediately it was Big Jeff and Derrick Henry. Slay said, I need to stop going on the field. I need to go, like, get in the stands to look at Derrick Henry. I don't need to be that close to him and realize that he's an alien.
That's factual.
You know what's so funny about Derrick Henry? Like, when I first went out to practice this year, training camp, I thought that he looked like trimmer. Not smaller, but I thought that he looked, I mean, like he had maybe not lost weight, but just like, even trimmed up.
Like the V was more of a V.
Yes.
Through his midsection. His arms are more ripped, though.
Yes. And so that what's funny is Blaine and Mickey today were talking about Derrick Henry, and they're like, I think he's put on weight. But that just shows you, like, the enigma that is Derrick Henry, that I can look at him and think that he's trimmed up, and then they can look at him and think that he's put on weight and bulked up.
You interrupted my take on Slay's take yesterday.
Sorry.
But that's fine.
Hey, I haven't been here in 2 days. Welcome that's back. A lot to say.
The other point that Slay made yesterday on his practice report, like all these people on Twitter, like cover the Titans, they offer these practice reports. I thought Slay's was best.
Oh, thank you.
Tannehill had pretty balls. There were two humans that aren't humans. Mm-hmm. And there was an offensive tackle for Tampa Bay that had a bunch of quarters in his back pocket.
Yeah. Quarters?
Quarters. Because you need to call Bud Dupree jukebox. Because when he goes by, he just puts a quarter in.
And goes straight to the dance floor.
Goes straight to the dance floor.
So he danced around him all night.
I'm calling him jukebox.
You like it, Babs?
Yes.
Thank you.
100%. SEC Network, where are you?
Hey, yeah.
Knock on the door.
Hey.
Lock the door.
Real quick before we break, can somebody's I wrap up the feigning injuries thing? So
yes.
This is how they supposedly are going to hopefully help it.
Feigning
they
injury.
Have had conversations with coaches and ADs and said, listen, this is a focus this year. This year, if it happens, instead of in the past a school would complain, it would go to the AD of the school that was feigning injuries for that AD to handle it. Right? Well, now it goes to conference commissioner.
Hey.
So if Ole Miss starts feigning injuries, Greg Sankey is the one that is dealing with it. And then the coaches have all been told, listen, if this is not resolved this season, next year, because of the two-year rules change cycle, next year an in-game solution will be implemented.
Beautiful.
As in a penalty for feigning injury. So if you don't clean this crap up this year, next year is going to be an actual rule.
I
so Josh Heupel is probably like, hallelujah.
Man, what?
By the way, Josh Heupel yesterday said that the football team would outscore the baseball team. So we did the math. 48 points per game is what it would take to outscore the baseball team from last year.
That's a lot of points.
I mean, that's totally doable. Right? I mean, they score in 1 minute. Like.
Yeah.
Will Bowling is out here. Rich Ferris is out here. Kirby is out here. Robert. Big Bert is out here.
Bert.
Slay and I were eating. And Robert walked by. Slay goes, I think that was Robert.
Looked like Bert. I said, Bert.
And then we have a new promo tag. I'm going to have to learn her name in just a second.
Hey, what's
your name? Hi. How are you?
What's your name? Cassidy.
Cassidy.
You know Cassidy.
There you go.
Hey, Cassidy. Yes. Give me some Cassidy.
All right. You know who else is going to be out here?
Who is going to be out here?
You tell me.
Rondé Barber is going to be here.
He's in the building. He's in the building.
He actually is here, and he's going to be three-time All-Pro. Five-time Pro Bowl. Three-time All-Pro. You know how hard it is to be an All-Pro?
Totally different level.
Y'all can come meet him.
Totally different.
Come say hi.
Yeah, he's here. I don't know what.
Say hi to Slade.
He might be eating hot chicken. I don't know. Rondé Barber will join us next live from Scoreboard. Thanks to Superbook Sports Tennessee. TN.sportsbook.com is how you get these guys. We'll be right back. 3HL 104.5 this summer.
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Town 104.5, the zone, broadcasting live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill, Music Valley Drive, out by Arthur Dan Hotel. Brent Doherty, Don Davenport, and Ron Slay. We got Rondé Barber with us now.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks to Superbook Sports Tennessee, tn.sportsbook.com, at Rondé Barber on Twitter. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
You look good,
I'm glad to join you guys.
You didn't get into retirement and like just start eating everything.
No, I think I did the opposite. I got into retirement. Wanted to get all that unnecessary mass off me.
I took that from him. I put it on. That's what they're talking about. I can't eat. Well, watch me.
You know what? It hampered all that extra muscle hampered my golf game.
So
I had to get rid of
flexibility.
How often do you play golf?
Way too often. But enough.
How are you at golf?
I'm pretty good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Is it? Is that's like the like question you're not supposed to ask. Like, yeah. You don't ask a woman her weight. You don't ask a guy his handicap.
You're not supposed to, but we do. Slay, we need to get Rondé with us at the golf tournament.
Yes, we do.
Up.
Yes, we do. We need him.
We need to keep you entertained. We need a counterbalance.
That's exactly what it is.
Rondé,
you won't have to convince me to come back up here.
Yeah.
We got some nice courses too.
That's a different golf game.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
there's like shotgunny beers. It's a hot mess.
Here's the importance of the golf shot is like what's like fifth on the list?
Yeah. And it can move down at any moment.
Oh, like, you said that like that's a bad thing.
See what I'm saying?
I love it, man. Welcome to Nashville. You get to Nashville often, bro?
I get up here quite a bit. Enough. I come here. You know why I come here? I come here because I drive to Louisville to go to drink some whiskey. Mm-hmm. And I like coming through here because the drive's easy to get up there. And then I like just being here. I like being here for a couple of days. I mean, I don't mind getting away from the wife and kids for, you know, 3 or 4 days for a preseason game, which is why I'm here now. I mean, the game's in 2 days, and I've been here for a day already. So, yeah, maybe here a little bit early.
Sound like you're winning.
I'm winning.
A preseason game's a lot like our golf shots. Like, it's way down the list of importance.
Absolutely. Some people, it is very important. Yes. Let's not leave, you know.
Right.
Let's not, like, pretend, like, just because the starters aren't playing, it's not an important
game. That's right.
But I know what you're saying.
So how did you approach preseason football?
Well, I like playing in preseason, to be honest with you. Somebody asked me this the other day.
Yeah.
If I thought that players shouldn't play in the preseason. You know, this nowadays, stars don't play in the preseason.
Right.
You know, Sean McVay is notorious for it in L.A. Like, the guys don't win a game in the preseason. They're not going to play. Quarterback won't play. Aaron Donald's not going to play. But for me, I liked having the reps. I liked having real reps. Practice is one thing. Even when you do the joint practices like every team does now, that's actually why I'm here, the Bucs joint practice with the Titans. Like, I went and watched that. But even with the joint practice, you don't get real live reps. Tackle to the ground, you know, just judgment of guys running full speed routes, really understanding what the offense is trying to do to you on any particular play. So I like doing it. I mean, that being said, when I got older in the league, I played 3 snaps, so I got all dressed up to eat a hot dog.
Yeah. And you were fine with that at that point, right?
That was very fine.
Well, that's part of the reason you lasted 16 years, right?
Yes.
Right.
16 years with the same team, which is amazing. But, like, as a defensive player, getting used to tackling people to the ground, like, that is a process, right?
Falling is an art, right? And falling with the body on top of you or on top of is even more so. Mm-hmm. You don't get that. You get live periods in practice every now and then. But they're not really, really live. You know, when it matters to take somebody to the ground in a game, whether it's preseason or regular season, I mean, you only get good at that by doing that. It's like golf.
Yeah.
You don't get good at golf by thinking about golf.
Right.
You don't get good at tackling by thinking about tackling.
You got to go do it.
You actually have to do it. You have to find it literally in the dirt.
Yeah.
So
you were part of some phenomenal defenses in your days in Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
I ain't going to ask you to come in on Tampa Bay. I want to know about this Titans defense. When you're able to see this Titans defense, I labeled them nasty last year. I've switched it to filthy this year with a year under their belt being together. What's your take on this defense? What a good defense is.
They have what you need to be a good defense. Okay. The one question with them, which is actually interesting, I'm doing the preseason game. This is part of my conversation about preseason, is that they're great up front. You know, that boy Simmons.
It's something else.
Stand next to him at practice, I'm like, dude, like, they don't make many people like you.
And he's serious, man.
Yeah, nice guy, though. Very nice guy.
Nice guy.
You see
him on the field. I think their question, which will make them filthy or not, is how well their secondary plays.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got a young corner, third-year corner, Christian Fulton. Mm-hmm. Who knows if Caleb Farley's going to be the guy in the other corner. They drafted a kid I really like. He's more my stature. He's not 6'2", like the modern-day corner. But if that unit can be better than they were last year, because, this was a team that dominated the run game last year. They got a bunch of sacks out of their front seven, but they struggled covering passes down the football field. And that needs to change for them to be as good a unit as you're claiming them to be. Now, they have the best safety in the league.
Right.
Yeah.
He's great
best,
praise.
He is the best safety in the league. Yeah. But to me, turn the ball over at the corner position, they need to get a little bit better at that.
Let's stick with Kevin Byard real quick. How amazing is that story, right? Like,
yeah.
Third round pick, but wasn't invited to the combine coming out of MTSU.
Yeah.
His number is going to get retired from Middle Tennessee State at the end of September. Just a phenomenal story to turn himself into that guy.
Well, it's funny you say that because I remember the year he led the league in interceptions, right? And I was literally saying, who in the
Deion Sanders is the same. Yeah.
So Deion was too, yeah.
And you kind of, I don't know, excused it as an anomaly. Like, he got lucky. Yeah. You don't just have 10 interceptions to get lucky, by the way. But you put the film on, I started studying, and I'm like, okay, this guy does almost everything really well.
Right.
And over the years, you know, the last 2 or 3 years, he's just continued to get better and evolve his game even more. So to me, he's the best doing it right now. There's some other guys, obviously. The kid in Buffalo is a pretty good player too. But our guy, Antoine Winfield, you know, he's got off to a pretty good start. But to me, the standard for the position is that guy.
Yes.
And the fact that he was undrafted out of Middle Tennessee or didn't get invited to the combine out of Middle Tennessee is par for the course because nobody paid attention to those little schools. Now, they do. You know, now you can be at any school, any little school, and get your time and get invited to the combine. But it's a testament to him. I mean, obviously they knew his talent. They drafted him in the third round. They knew they were stealing him.
Yeah,
is what it was.
So, everybody wants to steal.
Can you imagine in the draft room when they're like, "Oh, here we go, turn in the card."
Nobody else knows,
right?
Nobody else knows.
Get him.
So, what stood out to you watching this joint practice between the Bucks and Titans? What was it that you noticed, either team?
So I was I've been here a couple of times. The new facility is what I noticed.
Really? Yeah.
I went to John Robinson, the GM's office. It might be the nicest office of every office of any NFL team in a league. It's really cool. Just how physical they are. That's why they are the team that they are. I mean, obviously they had their letdowns last year in the playoffs to Cincinnati. Cincinnati ended up being a pretty good football team.
Right.
But they win by being physical, not only in a run game, and it shows up on the offensive line. It shows up on their defensive line. And I didn't get to go to practice yesterday. I showed up a little too late, but I watched the film from practice yesterday. Mm-hmm. They took it to Tampa yesterday in practice. And I'm sure you've heard the sound bites. Everybody's talking about it. And they lethargic because they came off the plane, whatever. They got beat up yesterday in practice. A little bit better today. But Mike Vrabel has a way of bringing out physical nature out of anybody. And essentially, if you're not that guy, you're not going to be on his football team.
Yes, sir.
That's just how he is. And you just got to respect him for being that kind of guy.
Does it with the media, too, right, I think.
Well, I know Mike. I mean, godfather of my kids went to school with him in Ohio State, Greg Bilsari. And so I'm like, I think I'm cool with it. I'm doing games for Fox a couple of years ago. And I sit down with them. He's like, hey, he goes, what can I help you with?
You ain't even the same dude. Like, bro, are we still cool?
Yeah, that's awesome.
I love it. Well, from a Titan perspective, it's interesting because they're attacking things in a different way, right? Like, you've got all of these quarterbacks in the league that are throwing the ball all over the place, scoring all these points. And so John Robinson and these guys are like, oh, well, okay, we'll use 3 high draft picks on cornerbacks.
Yeah.
And we'll get Big Jeff up there, and we'll get DeNico Autry over from Indy, and we'll get Bud Dupree, and we'll go defense. You think that style can work?
Yeah, I think it can. I mean, obviously it has. He hasn't had a losing season in 4 years here, right? Yeah. And he's won, what, 26 games? How many games has he won the last two? 23 games, right, over the last 2 years? He's number one seed in the AFC last year for a reason, even without their big gun, so to speak. I think they've really constructed their team the right way. Obviously, everybody here hates to see A.J. Brown go to Philly, but A.J. Brown was going to cost them, was going to be, you know, a detriment to them building their team in the forthcoming year. So they've made some good decisions. They've drafted well. I mean, yes, they signed some big guys. Bud Dupree, I think, if he comes back from his ACL better this year than he did last year, you know, they're studs. I mean, they have a – I'm getting ready for this game, and obviously I'm more Tampa-centric because I'm talking to my audience on our broadcast.
Right.
But I like to prepare for the other team as well just to see. And you look at their team, and it's constructed well, and they have stars on defense right now. That's who they have. Question marks are on offense, right?
That's big time.
Is Henry back? Yes, he's back. is wide receiver crew good enough? Still a question.
That's
right?
A question. That probably will be a question for a while.
Is Robert Woods back from his ACL?
Yeah.
Can he contribute? Is the rookie going to be as advertised? He's obviously not going to be a direct replacement for AJ. Nobody could. I'm not sure how they piece together this wide receiving core to get back to where they were. Because, I mean, the AFC's tough this year. I think the AFC is a much tougher division this year.
Yeah.
The fact that they won it last year gives them some promise, but this one's tough to call. I don't know how they're going to be this year on that side of the ball.
Let me ask you this. You talked about Roger McCreary, kind of your stature size guy.
Right.
When you came through the draft, was it things revealed to you that you didn't know about yourself? Because when it comes to him, he said, I didn't know my arms were so short and it was a problem until I went through this process with the draft.
Yeah.
How much did you get picked apart, and did that affect you at all?
Yeah, you know what? I remember, it's a great question, because I remember my rookie training camp, and I was successful in college. I was all ACC rookie of the year, all ACC 3 years, all American a bunch of years, and thinking I was really good.
Yeah.
Right? And in the middle of my first training camp, one of our personnel guys, well, I'm not going to say his name, but one of our personnel guys came up to me and goes, you know what? You're not quite the guy we thought you were.
Oh, wow.
Boom. Damn. Take that.
All right. What do I need to do to be that guy? You know? And I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know until you get here.
Right.
And obviously, it's the preparedness and the training now is much different than it was 20, 25 years ago. When I got into the league. But it was a reality check that you needed. So at some point, every rookie has that reality check, whether it's, you know, coming from a coach or personnel guy or, you know, even just another teammate. And you need that. But for me, it was dealing with the intricacies of the game, the speed of the game, the route combinations of the game, the complexity of our defense. Like, we didn't do what we did in college when I got to the NFL.
Yeah.
And I was a step behind. So I don't know if y'all remember it. Or y'all even care to know. But my first year, I didn't play. Mm. I only played one game my rookie year.
I only
dressed for one game my rookie year. And it was against, ironically, it was against Arizona. And the Titans now wide receiver coach, Rob Moore, embarrassed me. And our team didn't want me to play the rest of the year. However, it was a learning lesson. And thankfully, I was a high enough draft pick. I was a third-round draft pick, so they kept me around and it allowed me to train and more perfect my craft throughout that rookie year. And then my career took off the next year.
Wow, so, that's amazing. I mean, you kind of whispered 25 years ago, but it's interesting because I feel like, and it's probably different in the college game now, too. Like, you don't see the develop and then earn your starting spot and all of that. And obviously, a high draft pick is going to have more time in the NFL. But how different have you seen kind of this league as a whole from, I mean, think about it. If they were done with you early and then a 16-year career doesn't happen, you know? Or how different have you seen kind of this game alter and change?
There's definitely not as much pacing.
Yeah.
At all. I mean, you're either in it or you're not. And
don't get rid of draft picks now, too.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Like, I mean,
does Fitzpatrick?
Well, who's your two or three drafts ago? Your right tackle is no longer in the league. The guy that John drafted.
That was
he became a rapper and went on a boat
right.
in Miami.
It's like a problem position for this team. Although y'all did draft, ironically, this is another one of my talking points because this kid went to school with my daughter. Y'all drafted Nick Petitfrere out of Ohio State.
What do you think?
Berkeley prep kid from Tampa.
Okay.
I like him. He started left tackle last week. I watched that game. He started left tackle. I think they expect him to be right. Obviously, Taylor will be a left tackle.
Yeah.
He was kind of a slow burner in college.
Yeah.
But then his last 2 years at Ohio State, he was – pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm. I think they've been impressed with how quickly he's developed at this point. And put himself in the mix.
Yeah.
You know?
He may or may not start. I was talking to a couple of the guys over there today, like, hey, he's got a chance. And selfishly, obviously, I know the kid. I hope he does. But he's a talent. And so to your point, you either make it quick now or you're replaced. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I don't know if it's because of the way the salary cap is structured now, where you have the option after 4 years to let a kid just go. Like, you don't have to sign them up for a fifth-year option if they're a first-round draft pick. And then every other pick after that, second round down, is only 3-year contracts. It's the only thing you're ever. It's the only thing you're guaranteed. And of those, you don't have to. You don't have to keep that kid for 3 years. Yeah. It's more cap friendly for the teams if they've made a mistake to let him go instead of burying money in him, trying to get him right. So yeah, I may have been trouble. I may have been in trouble if I was drafted today.
That's crazy.
You got like 10 more minutes in you, or do you need need to roll? Okay, Rondé Barber with us live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill out at Aubreyland Superbook Sports Tennessee. We'll talk about your podcast
that
Slade mentioned with your brother coming up and get more of your take on the Buccaneers and the Titans as the Tennessee Titans and Tampa Bay Buccaneers practicing together yesterday and today. Preseason game coming up on Saturday. This is 3HL 104.5. This HL 104.5, the Zone, the Thursday edition on a beautiful day in the Music City. Hope you're having a great day. We are broadcasting live from Scoreboard Bar and Grill.
It's basically Friday. I mean, that's how we roll, right? So you might as well come out, have a drink, hang out with Rondé.
I feel like every day is Friday in Nashville.
It has that feel to it. I promise, unless you got to get up off the weekend and go to work on Monday, but then as soon as Tuesday gets there, you kind of right back into it.
See, we have these girls rolling around downtown Nashville. We call them the Woo Girls.
Woo!
They do that. They're always ready to rock and roll no matter what day it is. And you're right. We kind of joke about doing what we do. It always seems like a Friday. But Rondé Barber joins us at Rondé Barber on Twitter. You've got a podcast that you do with your brother.
Yeah, fun. For Superbook Sports, yeah. It's first, Tiki and I did a radio show many years ago, our first couple years in the league, I think on Sirius, and we really haven't done anything together since.
Really?
Yeah. So
Why? You don't like each other?
What? Yeah, well, you know, he's kind of hard to get along with.
Running back, cornerback.
I mean, I shared a womb with him and then a room with him for like 18 years.
Like, enough is enough.
Right. Yeah.
Like,
a womb and a room.
I need a break. You never heard that. That's the first time second time I've used that. Sorry. I can't say that was an original thought. No, we just haven't. We went our separate ways. When he went to New York and went to Tampa, and obviously he retired 6 years before me, and he was doing other things while I was still playing. We just really never had the opportunity to do something together. And then Superbook approached us and wanted us to be, part of their gaming operation, talking football, some other sports too, but talking football mainly during the season. Yeah. It was a great opportunity. We jumped at it. So glad to have a long-term deal with these guys and keep doing this podcast. It's fun. Us and Ron Kruk.
Kruk's great. I'm with it.
So we enjoy it.
Let me ask you this. Does it ever come in your mind when you're doing the Superbook? You come off a week, you've been on fire and you're rolling and, they get right back to you. Rondé, man, what you got for this game, man? And you hit them with it and then you lose and you're like, hey, man, I just lost these people a lot of money. Are you just going with your life? It don't even matter.
So, look, I don't give gambling advice.
Okay.
Right. I am not an odds maker.
Okay. Right.
But what I can tell you about
Slay
is football.
Does. Yeah.
I can tell you about football.
This is a personal experience question.
That's right.
Clearly.
Because Slay will give you, like, NHL playoff gambling advice.
I guarantee you that.
When's the last time you got on skates?
Man, when's the last time I seen some skates? That's the best thing. That's the best answer. I'm trying to get on the glass and drink beer. I ain't touching no skates.
You can bet on that, too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
No, we talk football. Tiki and I get on there and just talk football. We talk about what we think's going to happen in the game. And obviously, the lines are laid down. So we talk about whether or not we think that's a good line, whether or not take the over, the under, whatever. But we're not telling anybody to bet anything. We're talking about whether or not the Buccaneers are going to beat the Titans on Saturday. That's how we approach it.
Okay.
You can take our advice or,
you ain't got to, yeah.
Tell us information. Just educate.
Yes, educating the masses.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Are the Titans going to beat the Bucs on Saturday?
Probably. Who cares?
Who cares?
We actually had a good game last week, right? It was no starters played for either team, Tampa, Miami. It was the best preseason football game I've done it. I've been doing this for 10 years now for the Bucs. The best game I've had. And it came down to a last second field goal. Yeah. And it was, not that you guys care up here, but rookie or second year kicker was lining up, Borgals lining up, iced him. He kicks it, mm-hmm. makes it, right? This kid's made everything. Mm-hmm. He got huge legs. It was a 45 yard field goal, right? And I'm sitting to myself saying, this is interesting, right? Yeah. Like, yeah. is this kid going to make this after getting iced? He's trying to beat out Ryan Succop.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know that's Succop. Our guy now. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. So next snap, it's the worst ball I've seen him hit all camp. It clanked. I was like, there was real drama in a preseason game.
Succop safe.
Last dependent on
I love it. Yeah. Do you get into those back end of roster stories?
You have to. And some of them are really good. Some of them are really good. And not that I was ever in that situation, because, like, as we mentioned, by my second year, I was kind of already established. Mm-hmm. But you look at, like, the Bucks, for instance, just because I know them really well. They have Mike Evans at receiver. They have Chris Godwin, who's coming back from ACL. They went out and signed Russell Gage, free agent. And then, you know, for giggles and whatever, they bring Julio Jones.
Right.
And so they got four top end wide receivers, right?
Yeah.
And then they're going to keep six or seven. So the next four guys, that battle is kind of fascinating, right? Yeah. If you're one of those guys, like, this is you're fighting for your life, mm-hmm. right? You're fighting for your football life, so to speak. So for us in a preseason, when there's nothing else to talk about, yeah. we at least have that, yeah. right? That's what it's about. And for our fans, because we're only broadcasted to Tampa market and some other markets across the state, for our fans, that's fascinating talk, because that gives them something to talk about during the preseason game when, you know, Tom Brady's not an MIA and, mm-hmm. you know, Mike Evans is sitting on the sideline, Leonard Fournette's not playing. Yeah. You know, it's like these are the things that matter to them. So it makes for a good broadcast. And I work with Chris Myers, who has the greatest pipes ever.
Yeah, he's phenomenal.
So first and 10. You know, like listening to it.
Oh, yeah, there goes the wine.
So, hey, that's a Bodo box. I know that. It's box wine. It's good box wine. hey.
See, that's the analysis we had.
Right. There you go.
You're a little distracted over there, Don, by the wine. What's going on here?
How long have I been trying to get some Naomi wine sponsorship?
What's in that koozie right there?
That's how we roll. Yeah. Okay, you mentioned Tom Brady. You know we can't have you on the show without saying, what's going on with Tom Brady?
Well, you know, I mentioned it so you would ask me.
Right, I'm sure.
Smart.
And, you were like, crap, I mentioned Tom.
Here we go.
I knew you were. I mean, I hope you were. You wouldn't be doing your jobs if you didn't.
That's right.
And I will answer that question by saying, I don't know what's going on with Tom Brady. Okay. He is on an excused leave of absence. The only thing that we do know is that the Bucks in the organization knew that it was happening. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so details are scarce and really nobody wants to share.
All we get is a picture on social media, which I'm like, really?
Yeah. And Todd said today he gave an indefinite time for return, which, you know, before it was just going to miss a couple of practices. And then it was not going to go to Tennessee. And now it's like, is he going to even be back for Indianapolis? And then, hey, by the way, we play on Sunday night at Dallas in 3 weeks. So, you know, he might want to be back by then. Not that we don't trust Blaine Gabbert or our second-year quarterback, Kyle Trask, but there's a reason everybody's high on Tampa.
They look solid in a three-step draw.
Yeah, exactly. Cool.
Blaine Gabbert was here for a while, wasn't he? Or was it Bortles? No, it was Gabbert.
We get Blaine Gabbert and Blake Bortles mixed up.
You know, they're like the same guy.
That's fair, right?
No comment.
that's right. He can't say anything.
Yeah, no need to.
That might be their starting quarterback this year.
He actually looked good last week.
Yeah. Okay.
Blaine's... he's a good backup quarterback.
Yes.
If we need him to win a game, I think he could win a game for us.
I got to ask you this real quick. Pearl Cone Firebirds, local high school here. I went to the high school my first 3 years. Y'all got a Pearl Cone Firebird on your roster, Keyshawn Vaughn, running back, man. What's your thoughts on Keyshawn?
I like Keyshawn. And he's, I guess, third or fourth mm-hmm. on the depth chart right now. He's clearly four, which I think he's going to be on the team.
Yeah.
I think we keep four running backs. Last year when he got an opportunity, I think it was Carolina game mm-hmm. to start, you saw what I think the team was expecting from maybe the year before.
Right.
He showed some of that burst. He had a long touchdown run. Yep. And he can be valuable in the pass game. He can do all three aspects. He can run, he can block, catch out of the backfield. Mm-hmm. That's what you're looking for. His challenge right now is that we drafted a kid in the third round from Arizona State, Rashad White,
right,
who – looks the part.
Yeah.
Looks mm-hmm. the part.
Yeah.
I mean,
he is a stud. And obviously, Leonard's one. I think Rashad is probably two. Mm-hmm. And then Keyshawn's issue is we brought in Giovanni Bernard last year, and Gio was that third down back. He's that role. They brought him in for that.
Yes.
He's been hurt a little bit, which gives Keyshawn an opportunity, and he should take it. He's going to get a lot of playing time Saturday.
That's good.
And it'll be good to see him, you know, take your chance. Mm-hmm. That's all you ask for in the NFL, right? Any sport.
Yeah, any sport.
No Give doubt. Me a chance, and if you take it, you deserve it. So,
can you be you be Tiki in basketball?
You know what? We didn't play basketball.
Oh, y'all had to be at the summer.
Y'all
had to be somewhere now because we're gonna see Tiki again.
I take that as a no.
I should have asked Tiki at the Army Navy game. Yeah. That's my fault.
You should have.
Don't worry.
You know what he told? He would have told you the same story. He would have said, "When we were in sixth grade or seventh grade, I don't remember. Seventh grade." Sixth grade, because it feels better because I was younger. We didn't make the school basketball team. We could not make layups.
Fastest kids
on the team played great defense and couldn't get them all. So there was room for improvement.
That's cool. That's cool.
We started wrestling. So we went and wrestled.
Hey, there you go. Okay.
And turned into really good wrestlers. And never went back to basketball.
Wow.
So for the next four years, we just wrestled.
Through basketball. Rondé Barber, at Rondé Barber, Super Bowl champ, three-time All-Pro, at Betting with Barber's podcast. Thanks for hopping on, man.
Cheers, guys. It was fun.
Appreciate you.
Yep. Have fun downtown.
I will. Don't worry. I'm going to head to Nashville Barrel here in a little bit.
Oh, I love it.
Shameless plug.
Austin Stanley with A to Z Sports will join us next as he is here live at Scoreboard Bar and Grill. This is 3HL 104.5 The Zone.